This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is en route to London on the first leg of his two-nation visit to United Kingdom and Maldives. During his two-day visit to UK, Prime Minister Modi will hold discussions with his British counterpart Keir Starmer and call on King Charles III. More from our correspondent covering Prime Minister's visit.
The Prime Minister will be welcomed by the Indian diaspora at the place of his stay today. Cultural performances from Assam, Gujarat, Bihar and Odisha, apart from dhol, tasha, drums, were planned. Winners of No India program are also likely to meet Mr. Modi. Earlier in the day, in his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that India and UK share a comprehensive strategic partnership that has witnessed significant progress in recent years. He said that during his meeting with the UK Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, tomorrow, he will have the opportunity to further enhance economic partnership aimed at fostering prosperity, growth and jobs creation in both countries. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, London.
Earlier, speaking to Akashvani correspondent in London, Indian High Commissioner Vikram Kumar Doraiswamy said, Prime Minister's visit will be beneficial for both the countries. He added that a future agreement on free trade may also be signed and that would have a positive impact on both the economies. On the second leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will undertake a state visit to Maldives on 25th and 26th of July on the invitation of Maldivian President Mohamed Muizu for the 60th anniversary of the independence of Maldives. He said that he is looking forward to meeting President Muizu and other political leadership to advance the joint vision of a comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were disrupted for the third consecutive day yesterday as the opposition continued with their protests. They were demanding discussion over special intensive revision, that is SIR, of electoral rolls in Bihar and other issues. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha witnessed two adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day. In Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla appealed to them to allow questioner expressing concern over continued disruption. As the pandemonium continued, the house was adjourned. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. Opposition parties created ruckus in the house and demanded discussion on SIR in Bihar. Amid noisy scenes, Port, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbananda Sonowal moved the Carriage of Goods by Sea Bill 2025 for consideration and passing, but due to the opposition party's ruckus, the discussion could not take place. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the house for the day. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan has said that the government has undertaken measures for the modernization and expansion of Akashvani and Doordarshan Kendras, that is DDK, across all the states. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha, Dr. Murugan said that the Kendras are being upgraded under the Central Sector Scheme, Broadcasting Infrastructure and Network Development, that is BIND. This includes major upgrades throughout the country, including Bihar, to strengthen public broadcasting. India and China reviewed the situation in the border areas at the 34th meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs held in New Delhi. The Indian delegation was led by Joint Secretary East Asia, Gaurang Lal Das. The Chinese delegation was led by Director General of the Boundary and Oceanic Affairs, Department of the Chinese Foreign Affairs Ministry, Hong Liang. They expressed satisfaction with the general prevalence of peace and tranquility in the border areas, leading to gradual normalization of bilateral relations. They agreed to maintain regular exchanges and contacts on issues related to the boundary affairs at the diplomatic and military levels through established mechanisms. A team of burn specialists and nurses equipped with necessary medical support from India has arrived in Dhaka to treat the burn victims of the jet crash. They arrived at 9:30 p.m. yesterday. The team will assist in the treatment of victims of Monday's aircraft crash, said the Indian High Commission in Dhaka. In chess, India's Divya Deshmukh beat China's Tang Zhongyi in Game 2 of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 semi-final to secure a spot in the final in Batumi, Georgia. The Indian chess star outplayed her opponent with white pieces to claim a 1.5 to 0.5 win in the semi-final. In cricket, Indian team scored 264 runs for the loss of 4 wickets at the end of Day 1 of the 4th Test at Old Trafford in Manchester. And that is the end of this news bulletin.